I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The survivors of last week's earthquake in Haiti need, above all, food and water, but aid has been slow to arrive, in part because of transportation bottlenecks. Today, the U.S. military tried to break the logjam. 20 helicopters carrying soldiers touched down near the shattered presidential palace in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The troops unloaded supplies on the palace lawn and then moved them to hospitals nearby. Meanwhile, the BBC's Nick Davis in Port-au-Prince tells us that the U.S. Air Force has started airdrops.
C-17 aircraft flying from a base in North Carolina, Pope Air Force Base, coming into Haiti to an area just north of the city, not actually too far from here, and dropping a number of pallets of aid down to the people waiting below. Now, this was something initially which had been ruled out as a possibility by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, mainly because of the fear of what might happen if supplies were dropped into areas and on the ground there wasn't enough adequate support to make sure that it just didn't turn into complete mayhem. But what they're doing is they're using areas which are secured so that the aid can be distributed in a much more orderly fashion. That aid is a mixture of water and also MREs, these ready meals, which basically you open the pack, inside is some water, you throw it inside, and it actually self-heats. It heats the food up, and it provides very nutritious meals, often used by combat troops in the U.S. military.
So, Nick, no scenes of chaos, as far as you can tell, in these very early hours of these airdrops.
No, not so far. Again, as I say, because the sites are being basically made sterile. They're being secured. What they're doing is making sure that people go in an orderly fashion, that they actually give out the food rather than people taking the food for themselves. There's a real sort of worry that what has happened in other sites could be repeated here, where basically the biggest and the strongest take more food than everybody else.
Nick, I'm wondering, since you're close to the airport, are crowds now starting to converge on the airport, presumably to be more quickly on the receiving end of relief supplies if they can't actually get those supplies out in the settlement camps?
That's exactly it. There's a makeshift camp which is just across the road. People there deciding that it's better to be close to where these supplies are coming in than waiting for aid to get to them. They are aware of these bottlenecks. You know, you often see people here in Port-au-Prince walking around with transistor radios. They know that the world is aware of their plans. But because the aid hasn't been apparent, because of all these delays which have existed, they're going to where they know for definite there's food, where they know for definite there's water.
Maybe you can just give us a kind of a scene of what you've witnessed most recently in Port-au-Prince proper.
Well, security is clearly an issue. There's been more widespread looting around this city. Yesterday evening, I went to visit a police station, Clercine Tabar, where the officers were preparing to go out on patrol. They were jumping into the back of pickup vehicles, six or seven of them, just basically hanging on as they sped off into the night. Their job to make sure that this doesn't become more widespread, to basically put a lid on it, to contain the insecurity, which people here believe could be a real problem. Now, police in Haiti really do look like soldiers. They're there in urban fatigues in grey to make them blend into the urban environment, and they're heavily armed as well with body armour and high calibre weapons. I asked one officer what he felt about the situation, whether or not he felt it would get worse. He said that the area downtown, which has been the centre of much of the problems, he said that isn't so bad, but his fellow officers had got that contained because they were going down there in force, and that is clearly what is the hope of the UN and the US military, that they can be seen as a deterrent to stop this becoming a really, really widespread issue.
And it's interesting, Nick. There are reports of looting vary. Some say the crime is actually, considering the scale of this catastrophe, is actually lower than before the earthquake.
That's right. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton, he was here only yesterday, and those are the sort of thoughts which he made to the press when he arrived. He was saying that, bearing in mind what people have gone through in the last week, you know, the fact is that there's hardly been any real problems. There's only these isolated incidents as far as he's concerned. It is an issue, though, that as the time goes on and as the delays continue, there may be more. But, you know, when I speak to people here, it's really clear that there's a sense of community which still exists amongst the Haitians, very resilient people, and many of them really coming together to protect themselves, protect their neighbourhoods, making sure that they know who's coming in, making sort of impromptu blockades to make sure their areas stay safe, but also sharing food, sharing water, and basically working together rather than working against each other.
The BBC's Nick Davis there.